like I'm chained up, just like the neighbor's dog. Why did Mom have to punish me?
Your mom is disciplining you out of love so that next time you make better choices. I'm Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. Do you feel unloved when your parents give you consequences? You shouldn't. See, correcting your behavior shows that they love you and care about you. As a matter of fact, in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11, it says, "No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it." Now, let's listen to our story. It's called Grounded in Love. Stella stared out the kitchen window and sighed. "Today's too nice to be stuck in here," she grumbled. Mom handed her another dish to dry. "You should have thought of that yesterday when you decided to come home an hour late and refused to answer my texts." Stella continued to look out the window, pouting. Her neighbors were tying up their Great Dane. "Poor Samson," said Stella. "He's being chained up. He's a prisoner today, too, just like me." Mom looked out the window and saw the big dog pulling on his chain, trying to get loose. "He sure doesn't like that chain." Stella scowled. "He's probably mad about it," she said as she took another dish to wipe. "Why are the Smiths so mean to him?"
"They're not being mean, Stella," said Mom. "They're actually showing him love by tying him up."
Stella raised her eyebrows. "Love? I don't see how you can call that love."
"Yesterday, while I was pacing on the porch waiting for you, Samson ran into the street and almost got hit by a truck," Mom said. "The Smiths saw what happened, and they told me they were going to keep him chained until new fencing is installed. They want him safe."
Stella's eyes widened.
"Wow, then I guess I'm glad he's tied up."
"Me too," said Mom. "Samson's freedom has been taken away because his owners care about him," she looked at Stella. "In families, privileges are sometimes taken away because of love, too."
"You mean my privileges, don't you?" said Stella.
Mom nodded.
"You're grounded today because I love you. I want you to realize how your actions can make other people feel. I was really worried when you were late and I didn't know where you were."
She put a hand on Stella's shoulder. "Remember that God loves you, too. The Bible says he disciplines his children so that we will grow to be more like Jesus. For kids your age, his discipline often comes through parents who help you realize how your actions affect others."
Stella gave her mom a little smile.
"I still don't like being grounded, but I'm glad you love me so much. I'm sorry I disobeyed. I'll have Samson to thank for teaching me a lesson today."
Well, what about you? How do you feel when your parents discipline you? Does it make you feel unloved? It shouldn't. Correcting your behavior is a sign that they love you and care about you. In fact, God also disciplines his children so that they'll grow to be more like Jesus. The next time you're disciplined, accept it as proof that you're loved and let it teach you how to love others better. Our key verse is Hebrews 12:11.
"No discipline seems enjoyable at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it."
And our key thought for today, accept discipline. Lent is coming up, and it's a time to focus our hearts on Jesus and those around us. Join Keys for Kids this year as we pray for kids, teens, and families around the world and close to home with the 40 Days of Prayer Challenge leading up to Easter. Use this time to thank God for his blessings and ask him for help as we spread the gospel around the world. Join the Keys for Kids 40 Days of Prayer Challenge at keysforkids.org/40days. I'm Zach with listener-supported Keys for Kids.